Now, the Mahayana took a step further. They went beyond this traditional Buddhist idea of the self to deny the reality, not just of an enduring self, but to deny the reality of the moments themselves. So they said that these momentary phenomena, these dharmas that make up the flow of life like the flickers in a candle flame, are empty of identity, empty of reality. That's the way they express this insight. All dharmas are empty of reality. The word empty here is shunya. And from this comes the doctrine of emptiness. What is the nature of all things? It is their emptiness. The fact that even as momentary phenomena, they have nothing that you can hold on to that gives them any kind of identity. Now, by rejecting the idea that the personality or the flow of existence is made up of real moments, the Mahayana completely reoriented and changed the conceptual system of Buddhism. Now, this may come to you as a rarefied and rather abstract concept. So let me see if I can give you a tag that you can hold on to compare the doctrine of emptiness with the stuff that we've talked about before. You know, you could say that traditional Buddhism adopts a view that is a little bit like Heraclitus's view of all of reality being made up of simply a flow of phenomena. Heraclitus said you can't step into the same river twice because the river is constantly flowing. Well, what does the Mahayana say? Not just that you can't step into the same river twice, they say that you can't step into the same river once. Because in reality, there is no identity in the momentary flow of the river. You can't step into the same river once. That's the doctrine of emptiness in the Mahayana. Now that, I think, is pretty abstract concept and pretty puzzling, I suspect, when you come to it for the first time. So it's important for us to reflect, I think, on the consequences of the doctrine to try to get some understanding of how it worked out in the larger scheme of the Mahayana tradition. So let me, if I can, just draw out some of the implications of this basic Mahayana concept. First of all, the doctrine of emptiness results in a concept of non-duality. If everything is empty of any real identity, then there can't be any real difference between any two things. And as a result, Mahayana texts often equate emptiness with a doctrine of non-duality. What does this mean? If everything is empty, then there can't be any difference or duality between nirvana and samsara. And there can't be any difference between us and the Buddha. What that means, it's interesting to think about here, what that means is that nirvana is right here at this moment, right now, if we can only understand it correctly. And it also means that we are already Buddhas if we understand the nature of ourselves as being no different from the nature of the Buddha. Now, this is a pretty significant reorientation of the ideals of traditional Buddhism. Traditional Buddhism, sure, there was no permanent reality in anything. Everything was in a process of flow, but there was no way of confusing nirvana, which was out there at the end of this process of evolution from the samsara that began it. Now this distinction is stripped away. Nirvana is right here, right in the midst of that flow, if we can begin to perceive it correctly. So one of the important consequences of emptiness is this doctrine of non-duality.